All right, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Only Funny to Us. This is a Christmas gift from us to you that we are putting up on Christmas Day.
I'm sorry we couldn't come up with more.
No, no kidding.
But you can't get blood from a turnip.
That's right. But what this is going to be, it's a little walk down memory lane of all the fun things that have happened, some of the inappropriate things that have happened over the past 45-ish.
Some of it is censored. Some of it is not.
45 episodes.
Yeah, so 45 episodes over the last year, some stuff like that.
Moments when we caught ourselves off guard and
yeah, stuff like that.
So, but we will start as we normally would start. I'll go ahead and say I am TJ.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cliff.
I don't have anything witty to say here.
Ah, you not tonight, but you have in the past. So let's start with some of Steve's more funny or interesting introductions.
Little red Corvette, baby, you move too fast. Little red Corvette, you wanna love. It's going to last.
We found out it's easier just to let him go.
So. Yeah.
I'm Steve, and the reason I started out with Little Red Corvette is because the other night I was listening to the radio, and I heard that song come on the radio, and I thought, that is me. Nancy Monahan.
Mom's here.
I was going to say, it's your mother.
He was on the phone until the moment his name was supposed to be stated.
Cooter.
Cooter?
Did you say Cooter?
Scooter.
Oh, Scooter. My bad.
Tangy.
Tangy.
It's short for Tangela Marie.
The one, the only, Poots McAllister. Coming at you live. Yancey Puff Muffin. How you doing? You know, why couldn't I be called Hezekiah?
Because your parents hated you and named you Steve.
I mean, it's so much more an exotic and commanding name. The ink is black. The page is white.
Thanks for listening to Only Funny to Us. You can follow us on Facebook.
This podcast is brought to you by the Pseudo Ball Bomb.
Yeah,
again.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just had to get that out.
What?
What the hell were you?
Oh, sorry.
He's down there. He can't figure out which coffee cup he should pick up, the old one or the new one.
Or the one from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I think it's on the right-hand side of him.
The one with the mold in it.
Again with the coffee. Tell him who you are.
Y'all know who I am.
Big Hot.
Sexy Pop.
Big Hot.
Sexy Pop.
For Christ's sake, say something.
Big Tootsie.
As in Tootsie Roll.
Beef Wellington. Good to meet you.
Beef Wellington.
How original.
I came up with it on a lark.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, what an opening.
Oh, but all three of you just bite it.
Yeah.
That's Steve. You can't be fooling around tonight, Steve. We're on a timetable here. Let's go. Who are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm Steve.
I'm drunk.
Yeah. Say something.
Anything.
Acknowledge your presence.
Mom.
Oh, is your mouth full?
Mom.
Where did you get the popcorn, freeloader?
Mbeka.
You went into his kitchen and made food.
That was my question. He said, he told us earlier, Rebecca said I could. Okay, did she offer you the popcorn, or did you go in there and find it and say, can I have this?
What do you think?
Yeah, I know what.
Oh, yeah. This is the Big C coming at you from Hots Vegas, chilling and illin'.
What does C stand for? As if I couldn't guess.
What's Big C?
Well, there's only two options.
You can keep it.
Out of use your imagination.
No, don't do that.
I am a child of the night, and I make no apologies.
Okay. What?
I only have eyes for you, dear. Watch what?
What is that?
Hello.
Do you have gas?
Hey, there he is.
Hello.
Live from Columbia, South Carolina on Skype.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
It's Steve Crowley.
We hear you.
Bit's over. Bit's over.
You know, TJ, I can lead you, Cliff, and Ben all to the water, but I can't make you drink.
Did he just all call us a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Where is the coffee?
There's no coffee out here.
Why not?
Because it's a haunted house and coffee takes too much preparation.
They have hot chocolate.
You don't have to put cream and sugar in hot chocolate.
You just got to go with it.
You just take it and drink it.
I'm going home. Bye. I'm done. Bye.
Go eat some marshmallows.
I'm going back to Columbia.
Roderick Dugster. And I have an untamable heart.
Okay.
I hate all of you.
Well, we all hate all of you.
We start the show with a full dead stop.
Thanks to Roderick, whatever the hell I couldn't understand.
With the Dirkster.
Dirkster?
Roderick just, Dirkster. Just
who is Roderick Dirkster?
Is that a person? Just do the damn show.
What's the reference?
Kessera, sera, whatever will be. Will be.
And Doris Day.
Welcome, Doris.
Hi. Biatches.
Let's take pictures, and then we can send them to our boos.
You're the only one that doesn't have a boo.
Yeah, do you even have a boo?
No, I don't.
Hello, and welcome to a new edition of my new podcast, Evening Coffee with Steve Crowley. Tonight, I just want to talk about, well, what I like to talk about, because it is my podcast after all. A particularly interesting thing happened to me this week as I was...
Yeah. Yep. Crowley, what are you doing in here?
Hey. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you have the door locked for a reason, or was it just... What?
The door was locked.
It was hard to get into.
Oh, well, must have been your kids. I must have locked it earlier.
All right, here we go. Everyone set? Are we good? Headphones? Mm-hmm. All right. Yep.
Do you think that my bitchy resting face makes for adequate bitchy resting face?
Yeah. It's fine.
Every moment of the day.
Because I've been practicing.
Every moment of the day it does.
Do it. Let's see.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's a bitch if I've ever seen
good
that.
God.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Only Funny to Us. We're a podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina, and we like to talk about stuff.
Why are you yelling?
From our childhood.
Keep going. You're taking the show in a new direction. Go ahead. You're the new leader. Go ahead. Go.
Anybody got any funny things that happened to them this week? You can call in.
What are they going to call?
Yeah.
What are they calling?
Give out the phone number, Steve.
Yeah.
Give out your phone number, Steve.
803-317. Look
keep
at the
on,
book.
Keep on.
I can't remember the rest.
This is wrong.
Nine. Five.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Because you were taking it in a new direction.
I'm done. Yeah, I took it and should have made that right turn at Albuquerque.
Oh, God Almighty.
Got an impression for you.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
This is a Valley Girl. A Valley Girl who is an ensign on the Starship Enterprise. Captain Pickle.
It's Picard.
Whatever. Could you, like, make the ship go, like, really fast?
Is that it? Are you done?
No punchline. Okay.
You sit there and you're staring at us like we're supposed to pick it up, and we don't even know where the hell you're going.
That was horrible.
Wait, he's got more.
I have more.
Why'd you stop?
What if the Enterprise was full of communists? What would the ship be called then?
What?
The USSR Enterprise.
I get it, and it isn't funny either.
That's not even funny to us.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye.
And that actually happened today. Your eye's very red.
Yeah. Big hot pastrami, baby. When the ladies come to my place, I fall asleep. But they fall in love. Oh, yeah.
$250 worth of pudding.
Oh, my God.
After the podcast, I want us all to get together and make duck face selfies.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
How about two fingers?
There you go. Oh, Steve, always witty as ever.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'll try.
I have a question, though, listening to those. Where did you come up with the – did you come up with the USSR Enterprise? Was that your own?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Just right there off the cuff?
Right. No, I thought about it earlier that day because some days I actually come in prepared. I know what I'm going to say. And other days I don't.
Yeah.
I just hadn't thought about it, and I just – First thing that comes to mind.
Have you taken any duck face selfies since then?
No, but I'm going to. I'll have one up soon.
Is that on your New Year's resolutions list?
It's my bucket list. More duck face selfies.
More duck face selfies on my wall.
Okay. Well, do we know what the next clip is, Cliff?
Remember the time when we were going to try a business venture?
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to do a personalized celebrity or quasi-celebrity.
Yeah.
Voice messages for people. That's this one.
So, all right. Well, let's start off with what I have on my papers. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
There apparently is a thing, an app, Celebrity Video Messages, where you can purchase brief personalized messages from celebrities. There are about 40 pseudo stars on board, including who we are making a run at in Germany, as I understand.
That's right.
Because we're big in Germany, right? Am I right?
Second to only one person.
Yeah, we're
second
big in
only
Germany.
To the Hoff.
That's him.
David Hasselhoff. And for $100, David Hasselhoff will wish your mom a happy birthday, happy anniversary, or even tell her that you're gay. Steve, anything on that?
Any opinions on those, Crowley?
For $100, would you wish?
For $100, I'll tell anybody's parents are gay if they want me to.
For $100,
yeah.
You know we're going to get blown up now on Facebook. Yeah. I want Steve to tell my parents I'm gay.
Yeah. Steve, tell your parents anything for $100.
Your daughter's pregnant.
Oh God. Hi, this is Steve from OnlyFunnyToUs.com. Your daughter's knocked up. Please deposit $100.
Your test results came back. It's positive.
So what is the worst thing we could get him to tell somebody?
You've got cancer.
Oh, God.
Hi, this is Steve from OnlyFunnyToUs.com. You're going to die.
You have ass cancer.
Ass cancer. Crowley, any familiarity with ass
only
cancer?
To us. Your doctor gave me your test results.
No,
what?
You can't go into detail. You just have to
your
blurt
doctor
something out.
Okay, never mind.
Your Jesus. Puppy drowned. Your puppy drowned.
I'm sorry. Your puppy drowned. He could do it in one of his songs. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve from OnlyFunnyToUs.com. I ran over your dog today.
So sorry.
Sorry.
This is Steve from Only Funny to Us. I'm transsexual.
You look transsexual.
Ringtone, 99 cents.
And I like it.
$1.59.
Just went up 59 cents. How about a marriage proposal?
Who wants to marry him?
No, he could do a marriage proposal.
It's not even legal.
sounded like you were impatient.
Not here, anyway. He could do a marriage proposal.
That's true.
For somebody. I think you could do that. How would you do a marriage proposal? You're, let's say...
Okay, you're calling the chicken farm to tell them one of the roosters TJ wants to marry it.
Go.
Bessie the egg hen. What do you call laying hen? I'm not from the country. I don't know what you call it.
All right, let's just come up with let's say Bob and Sarah.
Sarah. I know a Sarah. She lives in Vermont. She's a nice girl.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm going to be calling.
You're going to represent.
I'll call Sarah on Bob's behalf.
Wait. I've got a better one.
All right.
Let's just name a couple random people.
Okay.
That we know. We'll use the name, I don't know, Mary Lee.
Okay.
And Teddy.
There we go.
Those are good.
You're going to propose to Mary Lee on behalf of Teddy.
That's right.
Let's go. How would you do it?
A lot of dead air here.
I'm getting the, look of death.
It's 100 bucks. It's what we get.
I'm getting the look of death from someone. But,
doesn't matter. What are you talking about?
Let's go.
Okay.
Proposal.
Well, okay. I'm calling and Mary Lee's going to answer the phone.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the app. The phone.
It's a recorded message, so it doesn't matter what she says on the. She could scream or shoot herself or
she has no. It's just whatever you're going to be saying to her on behalf of Teddy.
Ring. Hello, is this Mary Lee?
No, you're not going to say that. It's a recorded message.
Message from Only Funny to Us is Steve Crowley.
I thought I was.
Let's try this
live.
Again. This is why. Why we're not famous.
I thought maybe it would be more personable if it was live.
So you're gonna make
the call to every person that signs up for this.
What act like a bunch of people are gonna sign up.
They might.
You might get 100 people.
We might get one.
All right, go ahead. Ring.
Ring. Hi.
Okay.
This is Steve from Only Funny to Us.
Wait. You're doing this personal now. You got to ask if it's Mary Lee again.
When did that switch?
But he said he wanted to do them live.
Have him do it his way.
Because it'd be more personable.
Ring.
Hello, this is Mary Lee.
Hi, Mary Lee. This is Steve.
Who's Steve?
Steve from Only Funny to Us.
I don't know what.
Would you stop?
I don't know who the hell you are.
You're making a complicated situation more complicated.
I'm trying.
Oh, my eye is hurting. It hurts to close it.
Cliff was about to say something. And it's funny. You could see the filter come anyway. Over his head like they do with a convict
all
with
right,
a spit
all right,
mask.
All right. Ring.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary Lee.
Click.
Steven, who are you calling? Get off the phone.
Wait a minute, Mary Lee, is she calling me?
No. What?
Am I Ted now? I don't get it.
I don't
understand.
Good God. You are calling... disaster. Mary Lee.
I don't think this business venture is going to warp out.
I don't either.
Not with you involved. Here we go. Okay.
Your work ethic is crap.
All right, you're going. You're,
hello.
The phone is ringing to Mary Lee.
I just said hello. Hello.
Hello.
Ring.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
How are you?
You should answer in Steve's New York accent.
Nobody can do
this. This is Steve from Only Funny to Us. How you doing?
Oh, God.
Hello.
I'm fine. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you son of a bitch.
This
Hello.
Is Steve from Only Funny to Us. How you doing?
I'm fine. Hey.
I'm calling you straight from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, God. Who gives a damn where you're calling from? What do you want?
What are you selling?
Well, I'm just giving a shout out to one of my friends from Syracuse. She knows who she is.
Cliff,
but anyway,
drink the water so I can throw
Mary
the damn
Lee.
Bottle at him.
Mary Lee, hey, I got a proposition for you.
No, just throw the full bottle.
Mary Lee. That's a better idea. Mary Lee, I got a proposition for you.
Again.
There's this dude, you know, and he wants to.
This is terrible. Can we cut his mic off? This is horrible.
No, he's got to keep going.
He wants to marry you and stuff.
So how and bad stuff. And what else stuff. Does he want to do?
It sounds like how the proposal
marry me,
Rocky.
Tie me up, put
so
me in the trunk.
How bad and to it?
How romantic. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me to what?
You know, would you get married? You know, would you
why
get
did I come here tonight?
Me?
I should have went home. At this point, it's become an obligation. I think you're right.
Okay, you know, you guys spring this thing on me. I mean, I didn't.
You know what? Tonight, if we had no idea you would want me to call chicks.
I didn't know you needed a week to study on how to ask somebody to marry somebody.
Propose to them.
All right.
You're no good at role playing.
Not a lick. Put down your damn phone.
No wonder you're not popular.
My mom's texting me.
All right, pretend you're role playing with your mom because I know you do that.
Let's pretend that the doctor just said your mother had cancer.
I think we need to.
No, I think we need to pursue progress. This little adventure. All right, Let's
All right, here we go.
Okay. Wipe the face.
All right. You do in the your ring. Most, you do the ring. I'll be Mary Lee.
In your most sincerest,
and Steve.
Okay. All
attempt.
Right. I can do it.
Proposed I got to Mary this. Lee on behalf of Teddy. Here we go. Ready?
I got this.
All right. Ring.
I got this.
You do the ring. Go ahead. Go ahead, T.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi there, Mary Lee.
How do you know I'm Mary Lee? What if her sister, Geneva, answers the phone?
Okay, for
God. Now you're ruining the damn
All
bit.
Right. Sorry. Do it again. Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Say.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mary Lee?
It is. Who is this?
Well, hi, Mary Lee. I'm Steve from Only Funny to Us.
Oh, yes. I love you.
Thanks. Do you listen every week?
Every week.
Great.
Sometimes twice.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
In the bathroom while I'm touching myself.
Knew he couldn't leave it in there for long.
Okay. So, what are you calling for?
I was not expecting that.
You gotta think on your feet. Well,
okay, Mary Lee.
Yes.
I've got a proposal for you.
Oh, goody.
That way, you won't have to go into the bathroom and touch yourself anymore.
Hang on, let me pull my pants down now.
Are you soliciting her now?
No, actually, I'm calling on behalf of your love, the love of your life.
That takes two
the man
batteries.
Who wants your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Ted.
Who?
Ted.
Who?
Ted.
Ted.
Okay.
So anyway, you mentioned this thing about going into the bathroom and...
What? Why would you go back there?
Touching yourself. Well, that makes Ted very sad to hear that. Obviously, this Ted is not satisfying you.
Oh, brother.
But he wants your hand in
Where?
Matrimony.
What? Oh.
I don't know if that's going to help things along, but, you know.
Seriously, is this the message you're doing on the phone? This is ridiculous.
Right, failed business venture.
That check had him stop paying.
You're the one that started mentioning masturbation.
Yeah, but you could have just ignored it.
You should say that's very nice and keep going.
Right.
Okay. I think we clearly need. No, I haven't.
You've never.
No.
You never sold candy in high school.
Have you ever? Listen. Have you ever sold a rainbow?
In front of the elementary
cleaners?
School, he did.
No.
You never sold the candy bar?
No, TJ. I didn't have that position bestowed upon me like you did.
What position?
I did. It's selling rainbow vacuum.
What positions have you had bestowed upon you?
Oh, I used to have
my
to call up and
split a tree.
All right. Can we? Everyone stop for a second. All right. Seriously. Everyone stop.
We're getting serious here.
And look at Steve's eye for
serious
5 seconds.
All I see is a lump.
It just kind of...
Okay, we get it. Your eye hurts. Such a baby.
So, what else you got on your paper?
So here we go. Yeah. Here we go. This is how you do it.
Oh.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Benjamin Quick?
No, this is Mary Lee.
Dumbass.
Oh, hang on. Wrong script.
Jesus Christ.
I was doing the rainbow sales pitch.
Okay, oh, you need
sorry.
To take back everything you just said to me.
I didn't know I was supposed to be me.
Obviously, you don't know what
you said. Here we go. I mean,
hell are you doing?
Ooh,
dang that look!
Wow, saucy. saucy language out of you. Here we go. This is how a marriage proposal works.
Marriage? I thought we were doing rainbow.
No, we'll do marriage and then we'll do rainbow. I'm going to school this boy how to do this stuff.
Why don't you combine the two?
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mary Lee?
It is.
Hi, Mary Lee. This is TJ from Only Funny to Us and OnlyFunnyToUs.com. How are you?
I'm good.
I just wanted to let you know that Ted thinks you are the best thing that has ever come into his life.
That's good, but why is not Steve calling me? I don't understand.
Steve is indisposed at the moment.
Doing what?
He's calling another couple.
Why couldn't he call me?
Because he was...
This is bullshit. Goodbye.
Bet you weren't expecting that.
I got further than you did. Hi, this is Steve. Marriage, Teddy. Step out of my eye.
Ow.
Jesus Christ.
It hurts to laugh.
What if this show sucks? All right, here we go.
We're not doing the rainbow thing?
Well, okay. I figured that one tanks so damn bad.
No, it will. Go ahead, it will.
Do we need to insult them? I mean, they're not going to be an advertiser because...
They don't advertise.
Nobody advertises with us. All right.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is it Benjamin Quick?
It is.
I was supposed to be Mary Lee.
No, we're doing the rainbow thing.
Well,
why can't he call Mary Lee?
Well, he could.
I got confused.
Do you want to call Mary Lee?
No.
I'd call whoever.
All right, go ahead and call.
Who am I calling?
Who do you want to call?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was good. We actually did that.
Yeah, we did.
And nobody wrote it.
No,
it was off the cuff.
Mary Lee was sitting over in the corner, and her and Ted are, well, not on the best of terms. And that was why I came up with, when you had said like Bob and Sharon or Sue and Jim or whatever you said, I don't know. And I was like, oh, no, wait a minute. I've got a better idea.
Make the uncomfortable one even more uncomfortable.
And the whole time, when I first said it, I got the look like I'm about to get up here and cut your throat.
I'm going to stab you in the eye.
Yep.
But now we can do the infamous story that is not allowed to be spoken of. The duffel bag.
The duffel bag.
Are we really going to do that one?
Oh, no. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't.
Listen, I tell you, I'm not going to tell the story. Just ask him about the girl in the wheelchair.
He's told us the story.
Oh, well, then you know it. Okay, great.
After the last great episode featuring Adam Quick, when we shut the mics off, because he made sure, are the mics off? Is everything? Mm-hmm. He regaled us with a whole lot of stuff that's made me really question humanity from that point on.
And I have to admit, I heard that story years before, back when you lived in the little house. And the first thing I thought of, they said, no, I can't even tell, because I'm getting into the story. All I remember was I was thinking, how did you get her out of the house? Did you use a duffel bag?
Oh, my God.
God. Oh.
Wow. And knowing Adam, the answer is yes.
It still breaks me up.
Pseudo.
It's still hilarious. He pulled her up, put her in a bag.
Pseudo ball bar has hit Cliff Wilson.
I have never seen Cliff lose it like this, but he is
have
done.
Never seen Cliff lose it like this.
He is done.
Hey, just.
I can just see it, big duffel bag.
Oh my God!
Yeah, hold your breath.
Zip, zip. Oh, I got your hair. Sorry.
In the trunk.
Oh God. Oh, you know what's going to happen after this episode? Our download rate's going to go down into the toilet. They're condoning putting people in.
I don't care. I'm tearing up. Oh, God.
Terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. I would like to remove myself from the comments made by one Cliff Wilson.
I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And when I find something that's funny, it's so rare.
God, that's awesome.
Just carry around the house in a duffel bag.
Political correctness be damned.
Drag her down the steps. Doom, doom, doom. Shh, now be quiet. Don't make any noise. Doom, doom.
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, okay.
Edit what you like.
I think it's all got to stay.
Going to hell. Both of you. Enjoy it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I'll save all the old seat.
Yeah, trust me. You're sitting next to us.
Cliff, you're going to hell.
I know. I'm driving the bus.
Yep. Yeah, and then laughing the whole way.
All are welcome.
Not that again. Throwback. Oh, God. Yeah, there's another one.
All right, what's next?
Let's. You want to do an outtake, maybe?
Yes.
Try the Ashley when he joined us and decided to give us his rendition of the Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Syphilis. TJ has syphilis, more than likely syphilis. Gonorrhea of the asshole. Ass cancer. Featuring at Apple Annie's this Saturday. With their monkey spit boy, Steve
monkey
Crowley.
Monkey spit boy.
I was trying to do a sound check here. I was doing a fucking sound check.
Monkey spit boy.
Crowley went to...
All right.
There goes my headphone.
Am I fucking done already? What's going on?
Okay. Cliff.
Yes.
Great.
All right. I'm going ahead.
Keep talking.
I'm still talking. Why do I get to... All right, fine. There we go. Wow. Well, I'm still only in one channel, but there we go.
Keep going.
All right, I'm still going. What else you want me to... Look, I can't hold out much longer. You got to hurry up.
Keep going. Gotta stop.
Steve.
Oh, I'm close.
What?
I'm close, sir.
What do you want?
Keep talking.
Hurry up.
Well... Ben.
It's just like your damn show.
Well, Ben has named me Monkey Spitboy, and I'm not real sure what that means.
You ready? I believe in two things, discipline and the Bible. Here you'll receive both. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
All right.
I have no idea... to this day, what those two Italian ladies were singing about. Truth is, I don't want to know. Some things are best left unsaid. I'd like to think that they were singing about something so beautiful it can't be expressed in words and makes your heart ache because of it. I tell you, those voices soared higher and farther than anybody in the gray place dares to dream. It was like some beautiful bird flapped into our drab little cage and made those walls dissolve away.
I'm trying to get Mike in a better spot.
And for the briefest of moments... Every last man in Shawshank felt free.
That's pretty good. All right.
I'm so excited. I can't.
Remember,
all right.
How about this? Hans, Booby.
I'm your white knight.
God, I'm so glad they shot that guy.
Check one. Check, 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 check. Check, check. One, two. And check, check, check.
Did you hear that noise at all? No, I haven't heard it.
No. I'm pretty sure it was that camera. Yeah. I mean, they work in one ear.
Look! Oh my God! Holy! Are you serious?
When we did the audition with them, they didn't care.
Fuck a duck.
Screw a guinea.
Audio.
Cliff.
Uh huh. I'm still here.
Ash.
Yes, sir.
Steve.
Wow.
Fuck you.
No one cares.
Dude, look at the levels. Holy shit.
Say something, Ashley.
I'll say anything you'd like for me to say. I'll speak, and I'll watch the little bar go from side to side, and I'll...
Well, keep going.
Sorry, I thought maybe you had it. All right, I'm still going now. I don't really know what to say.
I don't
say.
Know what just those Italian ladies were talking about.
Remember, it's directional.
Oh, fuck.
You have to rotate your face around it like this.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy.
All right, Ben.
Audio. Hello.
Cliff.
The moon landing was real.
I hope it doesn't sound wildly different from what we already recorded.
We'll start over.
No, we're going to start over.
Oh. Circling the drain.
All right, before we get started, do you have to pee?
Oh, fuck. Don't ask him that.
Play with your eye. Do anything.
Something's on fire. Close the microphone. Oh, wait. That was just like a fucking trash fire.
Do you have to do anything?
No.
Jesus.
Not this minute.
All right.
I'll hold it. I have to.
We're going. We're going straight.
I did burn the bonfire today.
We're going. Trash today.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We're going straight. Why can't I hear you?
I don't know. Why can't you hear me?
All right. Because you were talking to the mic.
But I wasn't on the air.
Everything over.
Gonna be like this, baby.
You always talk as if you're on the air.
Oh, for
are we starting everything over?
Yeah. So I'd be a little more convincing.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to say.
It's all about
you're
you.
You're not supposed to say.
Just go into it. It's like, hey, welcome to Coffee Talk.
I own this bitch.
Okay. I want
to
talk
about. Welcome
to
Coffee Talk.
Welcome to Evening Talkie.
Evening Talkie. Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha.
Evening Coffee. DJ, you threw me off with goddamn Coffee Talk.
I'm self-acclimped.
Shit.
I'm self-acclimped.
You know the sad thing about 14,000 people have downloaded this bullshit.
Yeah, 13,625 people.
And what's even sadder? Some of them really like it.
they come back.
They keep coming back.
Oh. And they're in other countries.
Yeah, oh, we're
in Kenya and Germany. That's all. I'm good. I'm good with that. All right.
How you fag?
I don't either. I don't know.
Shit. Stop.
Don't knock on the door, TJ. Just walk in.
Every week. They're the two gayest motherfuckers
I've ever met in my life.
No, he's the one sitting there going, take it.
And you'd use it. If Ashley wasn't sitting there, he'd have been going, like that, probably all over the
country. Well, I don't want to shock him.
I don't want to shock him. Oh, yeah, Ashley, he's so sheltered.
Yep.
Okay.
He's never seen a porno in his life.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I got a lot of eye goop.
Try to open it. Yeah, just open the jiggle like you're trying to get in.
You're supposed to come in by now, guys.
What to talk about?
He didn't even hit any of it.
What?
This is called a script.
I should have wrote a script.
Here goes the moment. Nice.
Stand in here, because when we're ready,
just stand in here.
He's
oh, God, you really get my lip, you fuck face. And my eye.
Your eye? Oh, no! It'll fall out if you hit it too hard.
I wanted to fall out.
That's when he smacked him in the mouth with the microphone.
He knocked it over on him.
Yep.
And you know, I think Ashley did all that from memory.
He did. Say, how do you remember that?
And Steve, I apologize. I don't know what a monkey spit boy is.
Well.
But it just.
It's written on the back of my car now.
That's right. I wrote monkey spit boy in the back of his car last week.
And it's still there?
I guess. He doesn't wash his car.
Like I'm not going to wash the window.
Unless the rain wipe, you know, got it off. I don't know. Yes, Cliff. Cliff held his hand like, my turn.
I'd like to interject. Cliff, do we have the clip where Steve was doing all those stupid accents?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean stupid?
Stupid.
Yeah, those are excellent.
They were amazing.
They're podcast excellence.
I thought I was in the room with a foreigner.
I thought it was Rich Little, and he's dead.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
He's on tour with Nipsey
well
Russell.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah. He's on tour with Nipsey Russell. It's Scatman Carruthers.
Playing the Blue Room in Vegas.
Welcome to the Starlight Ballroom.
Yeah, right, here you go.
Let's hear those.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they were from Vermont.
They just said no.
That's why I said yay to begin with. Because I thought they were from Vermont. That was before we found out they were from Brooklyn.
Oh, you rushed with your papers over there?
They're from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
We're not going down that road again,
no,
are we?
God, no. You need a new accent. Try a...
Yeah, someone said that my New York accent sucks.
And I believe it was actually the girl from New York.
I think it's one of the...
Did she really say that finally?
Yeah, she said that on Facebook.
Yeah, that it was...
Ah, good.
Consensus of our 10,000 downloads.
Yeah. I got one. Crowley, how about a Latin accent?
Ooh.
Do French.
Wait a minute now.
Don't throw too many at him.
You're confusing him. Do Latin first. Let's hear like a Mexican or a Spanish.
What do you want me to say?
You never really have are at a loss for words. So
just say hello.
You really aren't at the loss for words.
What in the name of God? That sounded like Natasha from the Bulls.
No, it's a bad Dracula. Dracula. It was Dracula from the 70s.
Count Chocula.
No, that Count Chocula.
That was Natasha. I swear.
It's the Count from Sesame Street.
Boris and Natasha. I don't know who it was.
Who snorted? Somebody snorted.
I did. Elizabeth, that was TJ.
Wait a minute. We are going. This is awesome.
Okay. This is why we do these late.
I didn't even know I could do a Russian accent.
You can.
But I can now. All right. Oh, like I'm going to take advantage of that.
But you sound like a Russian woman from a cartoon.
Boris and Natasha.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
No, that's a G.I. Joe cartoon from the 80s is what that is.
I got one. I got it.
Oh, no.
Do a French. Hold on.
Try Irish. Try Irish or Scottish.
I know I can't do Irish. I know I can't do Irish.
All right, here we go. Try to ask TJ if he wants to get a cup of coffee. Do it with a French accent.
It.
You know what's sad? All the other stuff we've said to each other hasn't been a problem.
He doesn't know where to start.
Oh God,
DJ, would you like?
You sound.
Would you like to get a cup of coffee?
Welcome to Head Injury Theater. You've lost a lot of blood, sir.
DJ. I noticed that you're sitting there with no coffee in your hands. Would you like to go get a cup of coffee with Natasha?
Welcome to overdubbed foreign version of Head Injury Theater.
I'm done.
What are you writing?
Forever. He's writing his will because he's dying.
Oh my God. All right,
but you didn't. I mean, you didn't like.
I didn't.
I
no.
Did you understand what I was saying?
No. I don't know where the hell you're from. That wasn't.
Okay, well, you know, he's multinational. Let's just agree. Let's just agree that it was probably that accent was probably Eastern European somewhere.
I'll go with that.
It fell somewhere in Eastern Europe, Russia.
It fell all right.
Siberia. Yeah.
Oh my God! All right, let's give him one more dialect. Can you do a British accent?
Oh yes, most definitely. I like your British accent.
It's the best so far.
What would you like for me to say?
All right, how about Australian?
I can't do Australian, except I can say this one thing: you never drank a beer in your life.
That's not terrible.
You've never drank a beer in your life.
Compared to the other ones, oh my God, that's golden.
That French one just, that was it. That was not good.
Yeah, that's the best New York accent you've ever done.
Hello, I'm from South Africa.
No.
South Africa.
Been watching too many young ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
From Johannesburg. Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah, no. We can't.
Can we go now?
Please. Oh God.
All right. I guess. All right.
You guys asked me to do it, so you're right. I happily oblige.
You're right. Wait. Jamaican.
Oh. Yeah, Cliff.
Irish man.
What? No, wait a minute. What was that?
That was terrible. It was terrible.
No. Say it again.
Irie man.
Irie man.
That's Scottish.
Irie man.
That was Scottish woman.
Scottish Jamaican?
Like somebody falling down a flight of steps.
Yeah, beer. Let's try.
Oh,
remember that commercial with the dude dancing?
No.
That's right.
Hooray,
yeah.
Beer.
That's it. Hooray, beer.
Oh, God, we've pissed off every nation in the world this week.
This is how you get international listeners.
That's right.
We got them.
Oh, God. All right, we're gonna have
I think my Russian was pretty good.
I don't even remember it now.
I could go to Moscow.
Do it again.
Yeah, they want you.
Do it again. DJ, would you like to go get some coffee?
I thought that was your friend.
No, wait a minute. That was coffee. I've lost it. Damn it.
Yeah, because that sounded distinctly Arab.
Arab?
That sounded Middle Eastern.
Speaking of Arabs... Cliff has shaved his beard off.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah,
my and no longer looks like a terrorist. And
been, I'm off the list.
I was going to say, you've been taken off the terrorist watch list.
You still look Middle Eastern.
I grew the beard, put the towel on my head.
I was going to say, if Cliff, you know, that'd have been hilarious if, like, some Jehovah's Witnesses or some other,
hello?
The Mormons or somebody stopped by your house and you just got out the shower and you're drying your hair and you enter the door shirtless with a towel on your head.
With two road flares, one in each hand. Can I help you?
Here we go.
We're going to be targeted now.
They would have absolutely marked your house off of every list they had.
Yep.
Not coming back here.
And then you'd have probably got a visit about a week or two later.
Obviously not one of the 144,000.
Not this guy. Oh, Jesus. So anyway.
I still wish
you would. OnlyFunnyToUs.com. Yeah.
Send your complaints. Go ahead.
Address them to Steve at OnlyFunnyToUs.com. Yeah.
Spell it with a PH.
And for the record, I just want everyone out there and podcast land to know that I was the most politically correct on tonight.
You want a cookie?
Yes, I do want the cookie.
What in the hell?
That sounded sick.
Bring Natasha a cookie.
Natasha, why are you doing a woman?
Oh, no, hell no.
Okay. All right. That's it.
I'm leaving.
I don't.
OnlyFunnyToUs.com, Facebook.com/OnlyFunnyToUs. Get us on our Twitter feed at OFTU Podcast. Download us on iTunes. I don't know why the hell you would. Stitcher Radio as well.
They're hooked now.
All right, Steve, we're going to do another best of moment when my dad made me cereal using. Well, you'll hear about it, but I want you to introduce the clip in one of your accents for me for Christmas.
Jesus. You want him to do it naked with a bow tied around his waist?
Not his waist.
Oh.
It's a small bow.
Around his pecker.
It's a piece of yarn.
Paper towel tube.
A thimble on the end.
Do something Middle Eastern.
There you go.
How about Indian?
There you go.
He's sitting here with his mouth open at the microphone like he's probably done many other Friday nights. Jesus Christ, is it that hard?
It's black and spongy, just like you like it.
Oh.
Spongy?
Spongy? Somebody's got a problem.
It's a parasite.
All right, well, try. Can you not do, or how about Asian? Can you do Asian?
Something thick and jihadi.
Thick and jihadi.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to introduce to you a very special
clip. We didn't say anti-Semitic. Go ahead. Just making a joke.
It's only funny to us.
Go ahead.
I can't get my voice to rasp like that. I was about to cough.
Well, just do it in a... I tell you what, pretend you're the Latin... that Latin guy you ran into that time. I'll just leave it at that.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
Well, TJ, I'd like to introduce to you a new clip.
A new what?
It's very funny.
Was that with a P?
Or T?
Clip. Clip. Clip.
What?
C-L-I-P.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't worry. I thought you were calling me.
I don't want to see you pee.
Spell cup. I cup.
It's a very special clip. You see, TJ's father decided one day to put Cool Whip.
Did he just change addresses somewhere in the middle of this accent?
He's moved from one side of England to the other.
To the other.
Britain to the other.
Cool Whip in a cereal.
Now he's Canadian.
What the hell is where? All of a sudden it went away completely. He's French Canadian.
Hello, DJ. How's it been?
Yeah. DJ. Tell you what. I want to do to you.
You sound Transylvanian. I want to do to you.
I think all the voices in your head with multiple accents are all trying to come out at the same time.
They just kind of melt together.
Steve Crowley, the original melting pot. Screw it. Fuck
just
it.
Just roll the clip.
Damn clip.
Fuck it. Play it. Play it. This was the time that TJ's dad tried to make him eat cereal.
They were out of milk.
With Cool Whip.
I got up one Saturday morning. Of course, everything you want, you just want a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, cartoons. Didn't have any milk. And I was like, we don't have any milk. And he's like, oh, here, do this.
Evaporated milk?
No.
Condensed sweetened milk.
He took Cool Whip. Swear. He took Cool Whip and put water in it and whipped it up.
Oh, that's just vegetable oil.
And poured it over my cereal and goes,
oh, my God.
There you go.
How old were you?
I was
17, 18.
Yeah,
18.
Something like that. I mean, it was
26.
You know,
old enough to drive to the store and get you some milk.
This was actually after his dad had passed. He came back.
He came
from
back
the
and
bed
did that.
And,
so, it,
and did that for him. So it's been a few years
ago. Advice from dad from the grave.
It was a beautiful moment. But sad you say that, because we got up one morning, the kids wanted cereal. I didn't have any milk, but we had Cool Whip. And I thought, you know,
a little almost, water in there.
I almost, because they were complaining, we want cereal, we don't have any milk. And I was sitting there thinking, now I know why my dad did it.
How did that taste?
It was yeah. It was wonderfully delicious, and it also makes a great face mask. My skin was smooth.
Oh, pudding God. In the cloud.
It's the airiest, lightest pudding I ever had. Oh, gosh. Well,
I can't remember. What about the time that nobody called Steve?
Play
it. Every day.
That's all the time.
That's all the time.
But we've got a little clip about that.
A-hole puts his phone on the table and constantly checks it during dinner. you're probably going to fall into both of these, and we'll come up with a third. A D-bag answers calls and carries on extended conversations during dinner. The Crowley. I'm going to say he doesn't even put his phone down.
Nah, you know what? When he's eating, he doesn't really
mess with it.
Not a lot, no. Mm-mm.
Because he doesn't want to get food on the tablet.
Well, he does. He does pick it up when he goes out. He's probably steady checking it when he's outside smoking.
Well, I mean,
so you're not even. So we,
but that's not really during. That's he does it after he eats.
Yeah, I'll check it, but I mean, I'm not on it, and I don't get phone. I don't ever get phone calls, so.
Which goes back to the last category because nobody there, likes him.
I get phone calls from my mom, and I get phone calls from CVS. To let me know medicine's in. That's about it.
Now, how long do you keep them on the phone?
Here it is, T. Read the two categories. One of them checks his phone during dinner.
The a-hole puts his phone on the table and checks it constantly during dinner.
The D-bag.
Answers calls and carries on extended conversations during dinner.
Crowley, no one calls me.
I don't get calls. I don't get a chance to do either one of those things because I don't ever get calls.
That's good. We've had some funny stuff.
Steve, they might have called you since then other than CBS. I swear to God, we were in the car the other day.
They called me the other day. You were in the car with me.
I was in the car and the phone rang. And he's like, hey, who is this? And he answered the phone and she goes, hi, this is CBS. Can I speak to Steve Crowley? And I was like, motherfucker. And then I thought to myself, I said, wait a minute. I said, Crowley, when CBS calls me, I only get recorded messages. Why do you get to talk to a live person?
This was a personal one.
Yeah, all my stuff is all recorded too.
Mine too. And he was like, I don't know. A little while back, they just started calling me personally.
They probably listened to the show.
It's not the first time. Yeah, they're calling and say, your prescription is up for renewal. Did you want to?
Did you feel like taking that mood stabilizer anymore? Or you want to just go off a deep end?
Why don't you just send me the?
I mean, you know,
the recording. You know,
you sure you still want this? Maybe if you quit taking it, you'll die. That's an option.
Listen, if it's really not working for you, maybe it's just not working for
That's
you.
That's what it was. They called him to talk him out of taking his medicine, so you just croak.
They just need to up the dosage.
Need to change it or up it or something.
Give you the lethal one.
Give you the suppository.
Give me a lithium.
Oversubscribe you.
Did you enjoy your fruitcake last week?
I did.
You still eating granola?
I went this morning.
Did
I went
you?
Yesterday morning.
Did you let the milk get hot?
And they didn't have it, of course.
Now, I still like cereal, but it's the granola, it's the natural granola.
No carb, and, no carbs
and milk from Midnight
what
Rooster.
What
fun is that? From the coffee shop.
From the Midnight Rooster, he gets granola and skim milk. Asks specifically for skim milk with it.
Have you become one of those ordering people? I'll take the granola cereal with the skim milk on the side.
No, he has it in it. But then, get this. I had to go back home because I had to take care of a little bit of business. And Crowley's like, but I wanted to stay and eat my granola. I was like, they give it to him in a cup with a top and a spoon, so it's not going to spill. I said, just take it back to the house. No, you're driving, so I can eat it on the way.
Oh, I didn't want to wait and let the milk get hot.
It gets...
I live like
driving on the sun? What do you mean the milk gets hot?
I'm driving through Death Valley.
I mean, really?
I live like 3 miles, 3 or 4 miles from there. The milk gets hot.
The first thing I was thinking was, okay, maybe he doesn't want the granola to get soggy.
Soggy. That's what I thought. Well, he does run the heat everywhere we go all the time.
I do say some of the damnedest things.
And I do want you to know that the rest of us are uncomfortable right now because we don't have it as temperate in here as we like
it. It's a little warm.
Well, then go open the door.
The door had nothing to do with it.
Well, then
we adjusted the thing because you were...
Why? Me? Why just me?
Because you're the one that bitches about it.
No.
What about... You want to play the where Steve demonstrated pseudo ball bar for us?
Yeah, we can find that.
Okay, let's going to look that up real quick. Want to remind everybody about the leg warmers for literacy.
January 3rd, 4:30.
That's right.
We're going to be out there. Steve is going to be dressed up like Olivia Newton-John from the Let's Get Physical video.
I got my purple, my mauve colored leg warmers ready.
No, we heard Xanadu last weekend at Layla's, wasn't it?
What were we going to? What were we doing?
Steve's demonstrating. Cliff, you know what to do.
Pseudo ball bar.
The Crowley category, the jokes are just terrible.
Yeah, they're not really jokes.
The jokes aren't really jokes to anyone but him.
Actually, the Crowleyism is Crowley begins
absurd.
Laughing at his own joke before even telling it.
It.
They're not jokes as much as they're just absurd scenarios. Absurdities, logical absurdities.
Did you say logical?
Yeah, they're logical absurdities. I'm sitting there and I'm somewhere like, I mean, it's happened in weddings. It's happened in funerals.
We'll be doing a wedding, it's me and David, somewhere. And all of a sudden, he'll just be behind us, and you'll hear him start snickering to himself. And you'll turn around, and he's going,
I'll think of just some absurd scenario. Like, what if all of a sudden, like...
Here we go.
I didn't tell you, Friday night at the Relay, I had one.
They had the torches on the tiki torches.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that you posted a picture.
Okay, zip-tied to the fence. And tell them what you thought, Crowley.
Wouldn't it have been funny, like, right when they were there lighting them all, and everybody was all solemn.
There was people crowded all around it, too.
Praying. What if all of a sudden this huge wind came up and, like, started blowing everything and started knocking people down, and the wind and the fire, you know, everything caught on fire, and there started being explosions and stuff. And then I also thought of another one. I told Mary Lee about it, but I didn't tell you guys. There was a little group of girls, dancing right there in front of everybody.
God.
And I thought, wouldn't it have been funny if all of a sudden a sinkhole opened right under them?
Do all these involve natural disasters?
Everyone that he's ever done.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then some sinkhole opens up, and they all go down into the sinkhole. Oh my God!
His pseudo bulbarism has the same characteristics
and
of
I have
a
to
seizure,
tell you this one
and
too.
It's not funny at all.
I have to tell you this one too. This was at a certain funeral. Don't bring it up.
I didn't hear you. What did you?
It was a certain funeral I went to.
I don't remember.
I don't know if you. No. I mean, I'm not
scared now.
I meant to say. Let me.
And
tell
he's
you
already
this.
Laughing.
No, I was like, let me tell you this one.
Godzilla showed up.
A certain funeral I went to.
Okay.
And I think it was somebody that I wasn't really close to, but I had friends who were close to them. And we were there, and I started during the funeral thinking, what if all of a sudden the person in the casket just popped up and looked at everybody in the funeral instead of going, why is everybody always picking on me?
I'm done.
And I started my laugh in the middle of a funeral. And people thought I was crying. Oh, no. I wasn't crying. I was laughing.
Oh, you were crying.
Oh, why, but I mean, why did you point at me and say, "Don't say it"? I don't remember that at all.
No, I don't think I meant to say it.
You thought maybe
he's covering. He's covering his bases.
But yeah,
God.
I mean, but they're not. They're not jokes as much as they're just absurdities.
Yeah. Not logical. Once you said logical, what's the logic? Yeah,
that's not logical at all to think a dead body's going to pop up and say that.
Well, there's, I mean,
that's just absurd.
Well, no, yeah, but there's logical absurdities. Like, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, I'm watching a piano recital. Like, I've been sitting at home, like, watching TV, and it would be like a piano recital, and I'd imagine all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, I was at a conference with my coworker this past year. This, like, back when it snowed, we were there that day because it was snowing at the conference. And we had to sit in on some lecture by some guy. And all of a sudden, I imagined there was this other woman at the lecture. And I imagined her walking into the room wearing a Red Devil leather mini suit with red fishnet pantyhose. And she's got a whip. And she walks into the lecture hall, and she just stands there like Miley Cyrus with the tongue out, and she's flashing the satanic goat salute, and she whips, and she goes, and then she walks in there, and she starts gyrating in front of everybody, and the guy doing the lecture, he breaks out like he's a DJ, and he pulls out these turntables, and he starts playing this music, and it's like. And she's sitting there gyrating, and he's sitting there rapping into the microphone. I imagined this, and I started laughing during the thing, and my coworker didn't know what was wrong with me. That would be a logical absurdity.
We don't know what's wrong with you either.
That would be an example of a logical absurdity, just, you know, things that aren't going to happen.
But what's logical about that? They're just absurd.
Well, no, I mean, a logical absurdity is something like just something that, you know, doesn't make logical sense. Why would someone do that?
I say you're okay. Not saying
exactly what I mean.
Okay,
they're logical absurdities.
Okay, okay.
I'm not talking about logical contradictions.
No, I thought you meant absurdities that were logically possible.
Yeah.
You know, then.
Oh, well, those are logically
not sitting up dead to drone.
Oh, well, not the dead
funeral.
Person. No, not the dead person.
Dead guy. No,
why not the dead guy singing always... Charlie Brown. No.
So it's, your life
woman
is just
walking into the hall with the whip and leather.
Your life,
red lever
your life is just one
dress.
Long Monty Python sketch.
That could happen. That could happen.
What, at the funeral?
No, I'm not talking about the funeral anymore.
Tell them about the very first one I remember was the whole remember the Jewel video.
Oh my gosh, yes! I still laugh this day about that. Don't get me started on that.
Well, we got to hear it now.
Jewel was on Unplugged back in the 90s, back in the mid 90s, late 90s, and we're watching it one day.
I think she was playing "Who Will Save Your Soul."
I was with Ben watching it, and all of a sudden, I just imagined her on a bar. She was on a bar stool on stage playing acoustic, and I just imagined a brick flying up.
Out of the audience and hit her in the face.
So she can get her teeth fixed.
Damn it. I can't
look at it.
He's and then knocking her off the stool, and her guitar breaks, and she's screaming as she's rolling across. She's screaming as she's rolling across the stage.
I'm glad we lead up to this stuff, because if anyone ever caught that mid-story, what happened to Jewel? Come here. Someone get on Google. Jewel got hit in the face with a brick.
And people just don't understand it. And then I remember one time I was watching... I was watching... What was that movie with Billy Bob Thornton, and he played the mentally...
Sling Blade.
Yeah. Sling Blade. I was watching Sling Blade with some friends one night. And all of a sudden, I broke out my laughter. and they didn't know what was going on. So finally they had to stop the movie to find out what was wrong with me. And I imagined there was a scene where Billy Bob Thornton and that little boy, you know, the one that had the real southern accent like this, he talked like this, and he was in the Fast and Furious. Him, they were talking, and I imagine while the little boy was talking about his dad beating him up. Remember his dad beat him? And all of a sudden, Billy Bob Thornton just takes a big swig of Pepsi out of his pocket and turns and spits it.
I've never even seen the movie. That's funny. It's still funny.
They didn't find it funny. But I did. I'm sweating. Oh my God. Oh, it's hot in here.
This is the essence of our podcast. This is why we started it.
I could come up with some doozies. Now, I remember some from years ago that I used to do to my parents. They would get mad at me. They would be driving somewhere, like we'd gone to the grocery store or something, and I would just come up with it, and I'd start that in the car laughing like uncontrollably. And they would get mad at me, and they were like, "What is wrong with you?" And then I would tell them the scenario. And just look at
it. And they never had you tested?
No. But I can remember some I came up with.
Oh, I can remember. I can remember, and we've discussed it before on the podcast, where I had to deal with a chain of these the morning that we were all trying to get some sleep. We had been up all night long.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
And you would do the inspiration. Those are...
inspiration.
But you ever notice that his pseudo-bulbarism, these things, these moments that he has, it's almost like an epileptic seizure.
I don't even know if this is pseudo. This might be schizophrenia or something.
Well, it's almost like, you know, with a seizure, you have that. Some people that suffer from epilepsy have that predictal state. They can kind of feel it. There's like a certain thing that begins to happen.
They know it's coming.
And then they go into the. So this is the predictal is the beginning of him just laughing
uncontrollably
out of nowhere. The seizure part is when he actually tells the little scenario. And now he's post-dictal right now.
I'd never heard the one about the Pepsi and Billy Bob Thornton before.
That is awesome.
Yeah, he just like the kid's talking, and he just turns it. There's all of a sudden, right off screen, he just grabs a big bottle of Pepsi, just takes a huge swig, and then he just turns around and spits it in the kid's face.
During that touching moment where he was telling about it getting beat up.
Can you kind of notice there's a theme here? There's a theme. There is some sense of sacredness being horribly violated.
Horribly
violated and bastardized. Mocked.
By you.
Yeah. They're all like sacred moments. And they're all being like just totally.
You know, if we were to dig
spat
down.
Spat upon.
It's as if every moment of your life you're looking for what's the most irreverent thing that could happen here.
That's pretty good. That's pretty accurate.
That's a pretty fun way to go through life, I guess.
Have you ever been through therapy?
I played the fifth.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
I mean, because you can have
my appointments. Well, it didn't work.
You can have my appointments. I go weekly, and I've got nothing.
It didn't work.
I don't find it a problem.
And that's why he gets phone calls from CVS all the time to make sure that he doesn't suffer from pseudo bulbarism.
Well, if he would just go to the doctor and be diagnosed with it, maybe there's a treatment.
Have you seen the? There's a PSA.
I tried to sign him up with that thing on TV, and it wouldn't let me because he doesn't have a doctor's diagnosis.
I thought it was a joke. I thought I'd accidentally switched to SNL or something. I was like, oh my God, this is funny. This is what we've been doing. And they were real serious commercial. And I was like, oh dear God in heaven.
Yeah, it's a real affliction.
I've been doing it all my life.
if they need verification,
witness. Oh my God!
If I can remember, I was a child.
We've got video.
Small
of
child.
It.
Yeah, we'll walk in. We'll
small,
say
a small child getting on my parents' nerves because I would do it.
It comes
I would,
from being
sometimes I wouldn't go to bed at night because I'd get in bed and I'd start laughing about something, and they would hear me continually laughing, and they would yell, "Go to bed! Stop laughing!"
Well, that's why you have it, because they deprived you of love.
And
wow!
Or they dropped you on your head.
One of the two.
And I don't know. I don't know if the people that listen to us saw my status last week or 2 weeks ago.
Probably nobody liked it.
But
they didn't see it.
For the second time in my life, I was awoken in the middle of the night. However you say it, awaken, woken, same difference.
By an evil spirit.
No.
I was going to say, what the hell happened?
Nocturnal emission.
I was awoken in the middle of the night from laughing.
No, not like
from
that.
From laughing in my dream.
You were laughing in your dream?
Laughing in my dream, and I would start
laughing
really
in your
laughing.
Wet dream.
You had a wet
really
dream?
Really laughing, and then I would wake up.
Damn it, you're messing it up.
Sorry.
I didn't say anything about a wet dream.
You didn't have to.
Yep. When you grow up to be a real boy, you have those.
Have you gotten your first hair yet?
What you need to do is get some stamps.
But I know he got his first hair because he left them at your house in Irma.
That's right.
Red prickly.
All over the back.
There's a story we need to save for after.
God, I wish. We'll have to redo
never
that.
Never going to live that down.
No,
never.
You will not.
No.
Ever, ever,
ever. Ever.
So,
what was your nocturnal emission dream about?
I don't remember now, but I mean, I just woke up. I was laughing in the dream, and I woke up really laughing.
It was probably
in bed.
Killing puppies.
I was laughing so much it woke me up. Like
that's just creepy.
That's a disorder.
Like people would wake up from
screaming.
Yeah,
that's just dude.
Like night terrors or something.
Wow,
well, mine's night.
But you know what? Hilarities.
but you know the night hilarities.
I'd rather have those.
I was evidently dreaming something funny.
Oh my gosh!
Good thing you don't have a roommate.
You know, I would say we would get him medicated, but
no, then
we would miss out on gold.
Yeah, it wouldn't be him. So.
Yeah,
we got a an outtake to play here.
Yeah, this was back when we had the electronics problem.
Oh God, yeah, you remember that?
Someone rearranged their studio and
something went awry. But because now that we've got it here at the new house, we've had no trouble.
It was haunted
until
at the other house,
something. So we're gonna play that clip.
They keep their clothes
until they wear out. They don't
right,
you know.
Right. But you can, but Steve can wear
oh,
anything.
Steve,
there.
He can shop in for days in there.
He shops at Babies R Us. Gap for kids. Once upon a child.
I have to get hats from the kids.
He goes
department.
To Wii Usables.
I have to get caps.
And he's not shopping. He's just hanging out.
Yeah, I have to get caps from
picking
out the kids department because adult caps are too big
for
my head.
How old are you?
I'm six.
What's up?
You in first grade?
Dang, girl, you could pass for a second grade. What's up?
You still writing with a big pencil?
But now my hair is a lot more poofier because I've let it grow out. So maybe I can wear an adult cap now.
A lot more poofier. Couldn't it be just a lot more poofy?
You look like Minnie Macklemore.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think I look like a racer head.
So does he.
Farmer Ted.
Oh.
We need Jack.
Remember that?
No. When he's under the table.
When he's under the glass table. Yeah.
We need to Photoshop him into the Breakfast Club or 16 Candles movie poster. Ben, can we make that happen?
Yeah.
But with his poopy hair right now.
Well,
that was the most disinterested. Yeah,
that was an idea popping into
somebody ever heard in my life. Yeah, whatever.
Even the audio system didn't like it.
Sorry for the electronic farts.
I think, and I got a new theory. I think maybe it's our smartphones.
It's possible.
Like they do it at work.
I think it probably is.
I think it's a smartphone.
But it wouldn't be picking it up at the microphone, would it?
Yeah, it would. It's the smartphones. So put it down and put it away.
Mine picks up on my spit.
I think it's yours.
God almighty.
I think it's mine.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll test that theory.
Mm-hmm. Slap that phone out of his hand.
But anyway. All right.
Slap that bitch.
No, it just did it.
Not mine.
My phone's
mine's
up
over
there.
Mine's back behind me.
Well, I'm just stumped. I don't know what it is.
Is it? Are you getting text messages?
No, not right now.
I can swear it's probably the radio waves coming into the phone from the text messages.
Plugged in somewhere.
Some kind of notifications.
Are you getting Facebook notifications
hold on. I got one coming through. Hold on. Let's see. Ding, 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 ding. They're typing. They're typing. They're typing. They're still typing. So, no. See?
Okay. And I only get texts from you guys, so I know I'm not getting texts right now.
Yes, 89 in the middle of the night.
I know. That is so funny, isn't it? Wake up in the morning and look at your thing, and it's like 65 freaking text messages.
I keep up
I'm
with
like,
them.
What the hell?
At 118.
Don't you people ever sleep?
We got a big edit. Right,
are you vampires? Yeah.
Jesus.
It's not the text coming through, so.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either. There's something in the wires over there. All right, well, let's get Crowley's song. Well, let's do our ending here, and then...
Don't do the Stitcher and all that. Just say onlyfunhouse.com.
That's him scratching his hair.
I thought it sounded like water running.
I was like, what the hell is that noise now?
Empty hollow sound.
Yeah, I'll just say go to...
Yeah, just check the website.
iTunes
website.
And the website. Yeah. Al's Toddcast.
Yeah.
And welcome to another half-ass show.
Exactly.
Welcome to another half-ass show. That's every week.
So if you want to know what was going on behind the scenes,
yeah,
it's not as, lots of those.
It's not as fluid as it comes across.
No.
It's a lot of, TJ, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Yeah, what
where'd
the hell are you doing now? Steve, where are you going, Steve?
I need a Becca. I need a blanket. I got to smoke. Get these fucking dogs out of here. My milk is getting hot.
No one called me.
Wait a minute.
I got to call my mama. I'm going outside and call my mom.
I got to call my mom's cat.
That's what we need to do. We need to catch one of his phone calls with his
mother. His mom's
cat. Oh, my God.
That would be so, mom.
Oh, it was his mom's pet cat.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's what I meant.
You are some perverted little fucks.
Perverted big fucks. Thank you very much.
Ah. Booyah.
Big one.
That's a nice outtake.
Yes.
That was a soog.
Oh, God.
No.
You know what I wish we'd have got together for this? Every clip we've got where TJ mispronounces something.
Wow.
Or says something wrong. I'll have to get those together.
That's Titanic is correct.
Oh, God. So the fucking Titanic.
Sequel.
The sequel to the Titanic. Titanic 2.
That sounds like a cold medicine.
It does.
Not
it
NyQuil, really does. It's sequel.
Oh, I thought you meant Titanic.
Well, that could be too.
Everybody on
new non-drowsy sequel.
Everyone on the Titanic was getting seasickness, so they had to take sequel.
Non-drowsy sequels. Good God.
Now available over-the-counter strength.
All right, what are we closing this fucking train wreck out with?
Oh, well, with a bunch of fucking train wrecks.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We got a lot of drops.
One big compilation of things taken out of context of all of us.
Completely out of context.
Just all kludged together.
Right, and we're going to play that. And we'll close it out with a remix, actually, of
Steve when he did his stint with Alvin and the Chipmunks. he was going to do an updated version of the Christmas song. They kind of dropped that. But this was the B-side. And this was the Right Said Fred song.
They were opening up for Nipsey Russell in the Blue Room.
That's right.
It's really
Steve
catchy.
Crowley, Nipsey Russell, and Scatman Carruthers.
Oh, my God.
On tour in Vegas.
Who's the Scatman?
You'd know him if you saw him, Scatman Carruthers.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He's in The Shining.
He's dead, you son of a bitch.
He took an axe in the back in Shining.
He's on Silver Streak. He was the conductor or the porter on the train.
He was the voice
of... Remember Silver Streak?
Yeah, I remember when we watched it at your house.
Hong Kong Phooey's voice.
Remember he was...
You
remember at the end... yeah, he was Hong Kong Phooey's voice. You remember at the end where he wanted to pull the train, the brakes on the train, the old black man?
I guess, yeah.
I got no...
How dare you? No.
Anyway.
Dare you mention something I don't know.
I'll show you a picture.
All I remember is Gene Wilder, Richard, what's the guy's name?
Richard Pryor.
Richard
I thought
Gere.
That was Richard Dreyfuss in that.
Richard
Gene
Gere.
Wilder and Richard Dreyfuss.
Wait a minute. Richard Gere. There's a story about Richard Gere, and it was a gerbil, not a hamster, damn it.
Oh, gerbils, damn.
And then I remember the school teacher.
I got stuck.
Armageddon.
Then the school teacher from Fast Times at Richmond High, he was in it too.
Oh.
Ray Walston.
Ray Walston, that's right. He was
Joey Man.
He played Whitey. That was his name.
Oh, right. Clip Show. Shit. Yeah. Clip Show.
Yeah. Clips. Let's go.
Anyway, all right. Here we go. Here's the compilation of the drops, and then we'll come back real quick, and Cliff will have the song.
Can I tell the Texas radio station story that's going to get bleeped out?
Yeah, because it only has one dirty word in it.
Okay, tell it. Out. Yeah, okay.
All right, go ahead.
You told me about this years ago. There was a station in radio station in Texas called WKUM.
Don't touch that dial. It's got cum on it.
They would.
Jesus Christ. They would. No, that's going out. That's out.
Oh, well.
And it would sound just like this.
It's still funny.
And it would sound, I mean, it had sound effects, too. It would be like, don't touch that dial. It's got cum on it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is the 80s.
Oh, yeah,
80s and 90s they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
The AIDS era.
Yeah. Perfect timing. Put yourself in my parents' place in today's times. So,
I'm 6 feet under.
Sorry.
A heartless bastard.
Oh, my God.
You know, we're going to leave that in. That was Cliff Wilson.
Wait a minute.
Elizabeth, that was your husband.
It's dark down here.
Oh. You're both going to hell.
This one you said S&M flavors.
Did I say S&M?
I think you said S&M.
I think there was some controversy.
Let's think about something else.
Let's think about my mind has wandered.
It is way off track, but it is safe words. It is. It is.
Tell us to shut up like a New Yorker.
Shut up.
What that sounds that? Like you have an impediment.
Is it not? I mean, you can't just not. Jesus.
It's a what? Man down. He's been shot.
Yeah, really? What was that in the background?
Freaking fireworks all over this neighborhood, man.
A sniper.
I heard that explosion. I was waiting to hear.
A mortar round going off.
And a thud.
Steve, call Marvin and whoever the bitch was with him.
Wendy.
Wendy and Marvin. Rudest way to break up with someone. 51% of people say the rudest way to do it is with a Facebook post.
Kick them down a flight of stairs.
That would be pretty rude.
I don't think that was in the survey.
It gets your point across, though, doesn't it?
No, because then they'd look up and go, why?
They wouldn't know you were breaking up.
That is kind of crazy.
Did I burn your dinner, honey?
Hopefully they don't look up and say anything.
It's a totally different kind of flying altogether.
It's a totally different kind of flying.
Oh, the F word wants to come out. Go ahead.
Just say it. I'll bleep it.
No, I know. Not, wait for the timing to be correct.
Oh, God. It might have been correct.
It was correct after all that. F*** you, Crowley.
No, I meant, did you get lucky?
I did get lucky, Cliff. I mean, you can't beat $2 beer specials.
Crowley, did you have intercourse with a woman?
No. Oh, no, afraid not.
Did you have intercourse with a man?
No. Nope.
Okay. Well,
also afraid.
Farm animal.
No, wait, he's having to think about that one. Swallow it.
Swallow. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. He'll swallow. Don't look at him.
Don't look at him while he swallows.
Oh, my God.
You know what you can do, Steve? Instead of having to take a cigarette break every few minutes, rip up a cigarette. And then stick all the tobacco together with some water and shove it up your ass. I eat babies.
It's Rock 101 with Beefy Boy and Greeby.
In the morning.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Stomp on them. Sounds like a deal. Shabow, bow. There was an odor.
I was joking, actually. But obviously you didn't catch that.
You didn't throw it very well.
Yeah, really. Man sweat. Do your anal walls quiver? No wonder my blood pressure is high. They're called fart tablets.
But anyway, I'm sure we've got a lot of ground to cover tonight.
Not really, no.
You are really overestimating what we do here.
Yeah.
I got it up. Could have made a diamond in my butthole.
Why am I being psychoanalyzed?
This is Steve from Only Funny to Us. I'm transsexual.
You look transsexual.
Ringtone, 99 cents.
Did I miss something?
Ah! No, apparently you got it all.
You took every bit.
What?
One word. It's hipsterdom.
Yeah, you're right.
Filtering down through the rest of hipster society.
I mean, look at all the hipster things that...
Your shirt.
My shirt.
Did you just call me bro?
No, absolutely not.
You can't waste a mouthful like that.
You people are uncultured little bitches.
TJ, can I see it?
Stroking random kitties in the parking lot. You can't beat that.
So you really think you could? You think you would be able to get a tarantula and let it sleep in the bed with you?
I'd try. What's the worst that could happen?
Wake up with eggs in your ear.
I will get up and I will rip that got shine shit off your fucking shirt.
Why don't you get a caramel macchiato mudslide Tennessee vanilla berry
size?
Oh, okay. See,
and I'm like, I don't want a soy.
I've only been to Starbucks once.
Tokyo.
I've been there like three times. I get water. I seriously buy a bottle of water.
Furious.
I went once when we went to meet that
Fast and Furious. We went latte six. Soy.
You done?
Piss.
Great.
I just thought of one last guilty pleasure I have.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Holy crap on a cracker.
24 years from now,
oh,
a squirrel's going to poop in your eye and you're going to have to go to the hospital. And you're never going to be able to see out of that eye the same again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God, my fanny. Ah. TJ, look. Oh, God, my fanny. Ah.
What's he doing?
Oh, God, my fanny. Ah.
Jesus Christ, TJ. Clean up this fucking mess.
P turning red.
You want me to feel better about myself? You want me to feel better about myself? Like it.
Kiss my grits, Mel.
Ooh, look at my little ice cream nipples. Go suck it.
Download us on
iTunes. A minute. I think there's a drop on my chin still.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got it.
Everyone loves Facebook.
We knew what we need, a Wikipedia entry about God. Only Funny to Us. But I just want to know, what in the hell are you doing over there right
now?
He's on Grindr.
I'm looking.
He's on Grindr. No. The Taco Bell Chihuahua has been dead for 5 years.
Good.
He looks at me, and with all seriousness, not realizing what he's saying, he said, when you learn to put meat in your mouth like a man, then you come see me. And David and I just sat there and stared at him.
Oh.
We didn't say a word, then he was like, he paused for a second. And he goes,
wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I like to sing about the Luna and the Juna and the Springer. I like to sing her.
The jokes are just terrible. Damn it, Crowley.
I've never done this before.
Don't worry, I have.
That was funny. Yeah.
Oh.
Things we're not proud of.
Not at all.
Yeah. Mm. I'm kind of proud of some of those.
Oh, yes.
I wonder which ones.
I'm really proud of them. I have no shame.
That you do not.
That's true. All right. And now,
well, let's, before we go, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yep. This was your gift. Fucking hope you like it.
No receipt. You can't return it.
No returns.
What has been heard?
Saturnalia.
You can have all the money back that you spent on it if you print the receipt out and bring it to me. And I'll give you every dime.
Every dime you spent on this.
We really should have charged 99 cents just to see if people would pay it.
No.
We might have made a buck.
A buck.
So anyway, until our next Best Of show,
And then our next regular show. Oh, and do want to remind you that coming up, we have a very special After Dark episode.
That's right.
That will be coming up. It is unlike all the other ones that we do.
Do not let your kids listen to it. I wouldn't let your parents listen to it.
I wouldn't,
either.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of alcohol involved. Maybe,
I would say
maybe another fruitcake.
Lock yourself in a little room with headphones on, noise-canceling headphones, and listen there. Probably the best
place.
We're
really just going to cut loose.
Yeah.
We're going
to
cut loose.
We're going to try to have some special guests, possibly.
Say what we want to say.
Cut loose also.
Maybe a different length, and maybe longer, maybe shorter.
Yeah, we'll leave names out unless you say, shit,
we'll leave the names. We'll leave the names out.
You have 7 days.
Unless you say, I don't care, use my name.
Okay.
You know, if someone contacts us and says it's okay.
Our Facebook page is probably going to shut down. No, not me.
Yeah, because we know a lot of things about a lot of people.
Yeah, we do.
We have some photos.
Yes, we do have some photos.
I have
You're
the negative
right.
still.
The negative. Well.
I have some video.
Yeah.
That's all been converted to DVD.
I wonder if we should contact the the young lady from the Teddy story in your old apartment over there in Florence to see if...
Yikes.
I wonder how she'd react to that.
Oh.
So I guess it would depend on which one of us told her.
True.
It might.
So if you've ever noticed your name come up in one of our incriminating lists on Facebook, as mentioned in a show,
could be about you.
You've probably been edited out in one of your better stories.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you've ever seen your name, you want to contact us on Facebook.
Yes. Because you will
or
be.
Or private
you
message.
Will be tagged.
Yeah, private message. Yeah.
Call us if you know us.
Yeah, because you'll get a notice on your
Except
wall.
Except Steve.
He'll get a notice on your wall saying you've been tagged. So.
He'll be on the phone with CVS and can't take your call.
No.
Or my mom.
Or his mom.
Or his mom's cat.
Or his mom's
or my mom's cat.
Cat.
Pussy cat, whatever.
Oh, pussy.
Same thing. See?
Oh, pussy cat.
Oh. Speaking of.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Well, I guess I'll say it this time, too. Say it.
Sorry.
<Oops.
laughs> A little audio
Cliff's
problem.
A little premature on
I didn't
the,
know you were going to say your cutesy little ass output thing.
He does. Go ahead and say it, Cliff. Shit. Steve. Whoever the hell you are, say it.
Good night.
What the fuck?
All ashore.
No.
Going ashore.
All are welcome.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. For my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. Too sexy for my party, too sexy for your party, no way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.